This is the Home Tech Podcast, show number 76, recorded on June 7th, 2012. I'm your host, Jim Collison, broadcasting live from the AverageGuy.tv studios here in Bellevue, Nebraska, and actually a flyover state. We're going to cut over to Paul Barron here in a few minutes. He's on his way from JFK to LAX, and we're tracking him live. He also purchased the in-flight Wi-Fi, and we did a little testing. Hopefully, when he's coming over to the state of Nebraska, we're going to bring him in and kind of get an update from him on what he's doing and why he's flying and the technology that he's using as Wi-Fi gets more prevalent on aircraft. And, of course, we do post this show to theaverageguy.tv each and every week with full set of show notes. Andrew usually helps me out with those, and you can get those out there. If you you want to contact me, send us an email, podcast@theaverageguy.tv. You can track me down on Twitter. It's just @JayCollison. If you're watching the video, we've got some new lower thirds that have that information on it. It's just @JayCollison, or you can send us an email, podcast@theaverageguy.tv. To remind you, we do have a Twitter account now set up just for the show schedule, so when things are going on, if you just want to know when the show's going to be on, I usually tweet a couple times before they go, especially the ones that we've been doing kind of ad hoc on the weekends. Just follow @TheAverageGuyTV, all one word. We also have all the links to automatically download or stream the audio or video podcast to iTunes, YouTube, Zoom, Stitcher, many of the other podcatchers that are available to you out there. It's on the front page of TheAverageGuy.tv. Just head out there, right-hand column, everything you need to know to get it automatically. And that's really the best way to get these podcasts is just to download them automatically to a device. We've recently been kicking up our presence on YouTube. And so if you want to see the video and you don't want to download the video to a device, you can go out to youtube.com, search for The Average Guy TV, and or The Average Guy, I think, podcast is what you want to search. It will come up and you can see it there. You can find us in iTunes that way as well. If you have any questions on how to get any of that done, we're here to help you. We do have two Facebook pages. Now, actually, one page and one group that we're trying to expand on. If you're a faithful listener of the podcast, and there's a bunch of you now that are doing that, and you'd like to help me figure out how we're going to interact on Facebook via the page or via the group, pop out there, search for The Average Guy Podcast. We got some guys that are posting some notes, but we're trying to figure out how to use Facebook to our advantage. So drop us a line there, and if you've got some ideas or some things that you'd like to see us do that maybe aren't being done in other places, or maybe some other groups have gotten too big for you and the personal attention has gone away, you can do it out there on Facebook as well. Of course, if you're on YouTube or Facebook or iTunes or any of those and you get a chance to plus one or like or whatever else you do to help the show out, just click on that. It takes just a second, and of course that helps us with our search rankings as well. Okay, tonight Andrew is out, at least out at the moment, and so we're hoping to get him in shortly. I mentioned earlier we're going to bring Paul Barron in here in a few minutes, but I want to introduce the other two guys that are with us. And first we have, of course, coming. We've been waiting for this day for a long time, or at least the last couple months, and that is to get Christian live from his internship at NASA. Christian, how are you?
I'm doing good. I look purple in the video, so that's kind of weird, but
it's all right.
I'm not. I promise you all, I'm not a purple Martian. And life,
even
is
though you're interning for NASA,
yes. I mean, I didn't want you guys to make that association. But things are looking great, and work is going well. So it's another day on Hampton Roads.
Good. Well, we're gonna get a little more information from you on what you're doing and how things are going here, but I first want to introduce, of course, Greg Welch. Greg is our Windows Phone expert. Can I say that, Greg?
Yeah, fair enough.
Has joined us in the past on the Saturday Windows Phone podcast that we're doing and has been a host or has been a guest host on the show before, and comes to us from Las Vegas. Greg, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, yeah.
Good to have you. What's happened to you since the last time we saw you? Anything... anything cool? Have you had any CSI moments there in Vegas?
Well, yeah, you know, that's funny that you brought that up. I was coming home just the other day, and I had Hazmat out on the main high street here picking up a bunch of bags. I was like, exactly what's going on over there?
Yeah. Well, it's always good to have you on, and it was good to see you when I was out there in Vegas. And,
yeah, that was a cool meetup.
It was good to get together with you, and so I appreciate you picking me up and dropping me off and driving me around. It's good to have
cool.
you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to send note. I'm going to send Paul. Let's get right on this thing here. Let me send Paul a note and see if he is ready. I'd really like to, as he's coming, as we are waiting for Paul, let me just quick show you what we're doing here. So him, I am. Oops. You know what? I've got to click to the page there. Let me screen share it, please. And Paul is en route from headed out to LAX. It looks like, at least at this point, he is all the way over Illinois, and he's got Wi-Fi in the air, which is pretty cool. I did this a while back. Let me see. Make sure he can. You let's see if he can see the Hangout. Can you see the Hangout? I did this on I think it was a Delta flight, and that's what he's on. He just said he passed the Mississippi 5 minutes ago. So here he comes. Nope, that's Andrew. Hey, Andrew. Can you hear us? Well, Andrew is queuing up there. So I did this a couple months ago myself on a Friday night. I was headed out to San Francisco and purchased the in-flight Wi-Fi, which at the time I think they were selling for $5. And I tried to get a hold of everybody I knew, and nobody was home. It was like, oh, there's automatically refreshing. Yeah, sure enough, he just crossed over the Mississippi there. And I was a little bummed out, so I took a few pictures just to prove that I was on the plane and I had Wi-Fi and such. But it actually worked out really well. Andrew, can you hear us now? Nope, he's still trying.
Am I talking?
Am I alive? Yeah, you're talking. Can you hear us?
Right, Mike?
Yeah, that's the right mic. Yeah, are you? Can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Awesome. Hey, we're trying to get Paul Brerin. He just passed over the Mississippi and on his way to LAX from JFK, and we were gonna bring him in briefly just to kind of tell us what he's doing. You know, in-flight Wi-Fi is certainly not magic anymore, but it is getting more and more common, and we're finding it on more flights. I think the airlines have made the choice to put that on the longer flights first before they put it on the shorter flights. And when I was doing it back then, it was like $5 for the trip, which was very, very reasonable.
Oh, yeah.
And I think this might be Paul coming in now. Paul?
There we are.
Can you hear us?
Yes. I can hear you better.
Yeah, very good.
Very cool.
Now, Paul, tell us what it took for you to get Wi-Fi going. You mentioned you paid before you got on the plane, that they cut you some kind of deal for that. Is that right?
Yeah, so for you to go to your flight before.
It's still some upload.
Hey, Paul, just a sec. You're breaking up a little bit. Let me make sure let me turn this off and turn this on. Try that again for me because you broke up a little bit.
Okay, we'll just turn the plane to the left a little.
How's there that? You go. Yeah, that's better. So go back. I didn't realize they're offering that before you got on the plane now. So that's available like just before you get on, or did you buy it with your ticket, or how'd that work?
Yeah, in Delta, you can buy GoGo the next one and pay $2.50 less. So instead of $14, I think it was $12.50.
Okay, so $12.50 for the whole flight. It's about a 4 hour flight, a little more than that, maybe four and a half. And so $12.50. Do you see that as a deal, or is it kind of a novelty? Hey, Paul, do me a favor.
Well, I'd say this is pretty good.
If you can hear me, shut your video off, and we'll probably get better audio from you. We believe that you're on the plane. And so while he's doing that, 5 hours, 15 minutes, JFK to LAX is his flight time. And so actually, if the flight's probably longer than your battery would last.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you got inside power now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, although he probably doesn't have it there. Paul, I'll drop this link in chat for folks that they can follow you if they want to make their way across. Can you still hear us, Paul?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, good. Yeah, well, you're breaking up just a smidge. Your audio isn't the best. If you can just turn off your video for a sec, we might get really good audio from you. Just mute it. You know, upper right hand corner, mute your video for a second, and that might improve your audio as we go forward. We'll just get your picture. There we go. Let's see. How's your audio now? How are you hearing us now?
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
How do I sound?
We'll see how that goes. So, you told me you were blogging. Are you kind of just like blogging from the plane, and then you're going to try and post it from there?
Yeah. If you could look at Skype there, I just sent the link. Let me join the. Let me try to bring up another window.
I got your link, and I just posted it in chat.
Cool.
So 1250 all the way across the country. What kind of speeds? I assume you ran some kind of speed check on it. What kind of speeds have you been getting up there?
I was getting 0.1 megabit when I first ran, but obviously I'm getting some better now. I shouldn't do a test right now, though. Of course, I'll kill my speeds.
Yeah, I know, right?
We'd appreciate it.
And do you see many people? Well, it would be hard to tell, right, if there's a bunch of people connected. Is the flight pretty full, or is it pretty empty?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely full, and I was on the same route, JFK to LAX, JFK to Las Vegas for testing. That flight had a lot of laptops. That was Virgin America Wi-Fi as well. They had in you because they had power outlets at every seat of Virgin as well. Virgin America, you know, has Delta is not a power PC, so yeah. I got about 3 hours battery life because I got a radar in my laptop. It's not exactly
right.
The last.
Yeah, it would be. You're breaking up a little bit for us, Paul, and we're catching about every other word or so. It kind of depends on the airline that you travel with as to whether you have power in your seat or not, and then the Wi-Fi is not bad. I imagine for if you're writing and if you were posting, which is what I did, that would work very, very well from the plane. I really do think, and for email, it's great. I mean, to be able to have access to your email on the plane live, I mean, it kind of changes the whole flight.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it a lot more productive, and so it turns a 5-hour normally sit there and listen to music, and I listen to podcasts when I do it, but it turns that into some productivity. Paul, do you feel like you're more productive when you've got access to Wi-Fi up there, or is it more of a novelty for you?
Oh, no, it's obviously great. After sitting... 2 hours in the taxiway getting an Uber to JFK, it's a delight to be back online and in the air. And I'm going to focus on updating a blog post. We're actually testing the IP webcam. I'll go ahead and update my article. So thank you. I'll go ahead and I'll mute. And thank you.
Okay. Well, I heard you'll mute. And then I didn't hear much more beyond that. Send me a message in Skype. If you want to stay live with us, you can. Perfect. If you want to stay on with us, you can. If you need to drop out, you're welcome to do that as well. We'll keep you live as long as you can stay on. Maybe from time to time, we'll pop back to you and see how things are going. So, Paul, thanks for joining us. You paid for the Wi-Fi. You might as well use it. And good to have you join the show as well. And as it just refreshed. He just crossed. He's right now at the Missouri-Iowa border and making his way across. This is just, I mean, it's always been out there, but it's just kind of cool to be able to track and follow people along the way. All right, Andrew, how are you? Last week, things weren't going very well for you. Did we reach a final conclusion, and are you doing better? Your mute's on.
I'm feeling a million bucks on how I was feeling last week.
Oh, good, good. So life's a little better for you this week than it was last.
Yeah. I'm no longer. I don't have this incredible nagging pain in my kidneys anymore.
Okay, good.
Ooh.
Good. And I assume this too has passed.
No, we're still waiting for a meteor shower.
I'm sorry. Okay, well, we'll keep the kidney stone watch in effect.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and hope that I'm sure you're ready for that to be over.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, speaking of ready to be over, and no, that's a terrible segue. Christian, you finally you finally made it to Langley, and you're in your internship. Give us an idea of what you're doing. We've been talking about this for months now. Tell us what you're doing, how it's going, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so without divulging any NDA type info, doing some really cool work with programming, and I am working on an API for social engineering, more or less, that will be able to tie into the bigger picture at Langley Information Management Branch, in the sense that Yammer is kind of like the corporate social networking tool, and so you have to have an approved corporate email address in order to be able to use Yammer. And so NASA has its own networking channel, and so all 10 NASA centers and its employees can connect and have discourse on Yammer. And so part of what this initial project is to create an API that will be able to get incorporated in all of the other programs that are being run at Langley, such as Langley Google, which is one of their large research mechanisms for engineers and for scientists to be able to research data and to find the technical information they need for their engineering projects. And this is going to kind of help that integration by recommending people who have content knowledge in that area, by connecting engineers to work on similar projects. So it's going to add a lot of data to NASA's database that they wouldn't have otherwise. So that if, as contractors go in and out, and as people are going in and out of the organization, Yammer can be referenced as an external data source for optimizing search results and recommending people to engineers, and getting data and articles from other places besides these massive Google search engines. And eventually that whole social engineering is going to get wrapped up into an API that, again, will be able to be packaged and distributed among the different applications and purposes that will go into the LARC programming namespace. So that's kind of the first big project. I've been doing a lot of seminars on, just had one today, Unclassified on ITS security training, which was done by Homeland Security. And that was just kind of a general overview to satisfy the ITS requirements for security training, which all employees have to do. It's either monthly or yearly, but they did a nice job with that. So I've hit about 4 meetings this week already, and 3 days worth of solid programming, and so there's definitely a lot to keep busy with, but it's really a fantastic environment for actually getting the work done, not only because it's NASA, but because the people who work there are always walking with a smile on their face, are always punctual to the very last second, and they're the best of the best in their knowledge area. So you'll see people walking into each other's office, just bouncing around ideas. And the next thing you know, there's people going, I got it, I got it. And it's just cool to see. And the computational science building that I'm in has a lot of cool stuff going on. Everything from actually my office is next to an air traffic controller simulation.
I'm sorry, did you say your office, Christian?
Did you say office?
Yes, yes. Parks for NASA interns. My office is next to the air traffic controller building, so you get to hear some really cool stuff, and you'll hear simulation starting, and then 2 hours later you'll be coding, and you hear the fighter pilots take off from Langley Air Force Base and do their training overhead. So there's just a lot of neat stuff going on at any given time. Definitely a ton of people to be networking with, and the information is absolutely endless. I mean, you could spend an entire life just reading the database that they've thrown together. And
so your goal is to find one person for us to interview a week and bring into the podcast.
That would be life.
Yeah, bring him on the show, and we'll spend the first 10 minutes interviewing them a little bit and finding out what they do. So that's,
well, I do have an intern who I want to get interviewed on the show here next week. So.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm curious how many of your friends you come across that are using a home server.
Right? I don't think too many, I'll tell you that much. It's actually very interesting. There's a ton of Windows. You know, I think, well, I don't know what people really think, the perception of what platforms NASA is using, but honestly, they have every single OS you could imagine is crawling in that network somewhere. Big Windows base, but I mean, they're running Unix and Linux and Solaris packages and Spark packages, and depending on what branch you're in and what you're doing, you can get a server for most anything you're working on. So that's really exciting, because you'll walk into one office and the guy's coding on his Mac and he's got the iPad and he's got the iPhone. And
so from where you're sitting in your office, let's say you needed to code on a Linux, you know, let's say daily you needed a different OS every day, they could tap into a server to allow you to do what you needed to do?
Well, I mean, for me, like, okay, so most everyone kind of chooses the Mac or Windows path for their actual workstation, and then from there, like, if I'm writing a software application on a Windows-based server and I need to switch over to a Linux-based server, all I have to do is call an extension number and say, I need access to this development server, I need a Linux one with Apache, and 2 minutes later, here's your login, Mr. Johnson, SSH in, and you're good to go. So,
very cool.
Yeah, and they have a really tight network.
They don't call you Mr. Johnson. Come on.
No. Everyone's on a first name basis, which is another cool thing.
And besides, that's your dad.
Yeah. So, no, that's a good point. Everyone's pretty much on a first name basis. Yeah, it's cool, and you get there's a lot. Again, that database is so huge. I mean, if you're looking for someone, you may never see them in your life, but you can find everything you need to know with that. I mean, that database is just so comprehensive. It's exciting because they're managing a ton of data, and the Langley Google application that they have running not only accesses their own database for reference materials, which is like millions of documents, but it's like 1,100 external sites they also pull data from, not including their own external applications. So it's just a massive amount of data. We're talking petaflops on some of the computational mechanic buildings. So there's just neat stuff going on everywhere.
Rock on. Your dad asked if you're having fun. Yeah. We shouldn't have to ask that question, right?
I mean, if you get bored working in a NASA center, something's really wrong with you, I recommend a psychologist, because honestly, it's not possible. So if you want to be a busy and happy guy, just go work for NASA. I guarantee you. Good things. So.
Very cool.
Andrew, I cut you off. Did you have a question?
No.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, let's see. So, Christian, you got...
Thanks.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Well, good that I didn't cut you off. Sorry. You guys have no idea how many things I have going on at once as I'm trying to track Paul and trying to keep this going and all those other things going on. Christian, so you got an office. You're up working. You got all the tech that you need. When is everybody at NASA going to start listening to the Home Tech Podcast?
That is the question. Might throw out some feelers in there sometime.
We'll just expect it by the end of the summer. Your pay for performance opportunity is getting some NASA folks to listen to the Home Tech Podcast. Well, Christian, we're glad that you're there, and it's going to be an exciting summer for you, and I think tons of great opportunities as you get to work there. I know that you just got there on Saturday, and Sunday morning I got a message from our internet service provider, not internet service provider, our hosting company that hosts TheAverageGuy.tv, and they sent me this nice little note that said, you've used too much bandwidth in a certain time period, we've cut you off. And so, yeah, like, so the average guy was down for, I don't know, 45 minutes, maybe an hour on Sunday morning. So no. I'm like, yeah, like, I know what to do at this point. I'm like, wah. So I pick up my phone and I text Christian. I'm just like, okay, he's going to know what to do. And so he says to me, I'm going to call these guys and they're going to get a piece of my mind. And so not more than, maybe 25 minutes later, I was going in for a work event. We had a conference here in town that I was going to on Sunday morning. So I said, okay, that's cool. I'm going to keep going to the conference. And about 20 minutes later, I got an email back from their tech support that said, Mr. Collison, we've talked to Christian and we're bringing, we're bringing your site back up. And I was like, oh, great. And so they they brought it back up. And Christian, you do some amazing things. So I know they know you by first name over there at IX Web Hosting. And thanks for all that you do. You're going to have a great summer. And we're pretty excited about the things that are before you there. So, and you're not only are you smart, but you're good.